Have you talked with God today?
We talk to God when we pray to Him. God and Elijah talked often together.
Today you will hear about the man who was learning Elijah's work. His name sounds very much like Elijah's. It is Elisha.
2 Kings chapter 2 in the Old Testament tells us that Elijah was a prophet. A prophet was a man who gave messages to the people from God. The day soon arrived when the Lord was ready to take Elijah home to heaven. Elijah wanted to be alone when the Lord took him, so he said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on." But Elisha answered, "I will not leave you." So they went on together. 50 young men from the school of the prophets followed them to watch and see what would happen. Elijah and Elisha stood at the edge of the river, and Elijah struck the water with his coat, or his mantle as it was called, and the river divided before them, so they went over on dry ground. When they were on the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what you want me to do for you before I am taken away." Elisha asked to have even more of God's Spirit and power upon him than Elijah had. "You have asked a hard thing," Elijah answered, "but if you see me when I am taken from you, you shall have what you are asking for, but if not, you will not get it." As they walked along and talked together, suddenly a chariot of fire with horses of fire swept between them and snatched Elijah away from Elisha and took him up to heaven in the chariot. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariot and horsemen of Israel!" Elisha never saw Elijah again on earth. He picked up Elijah's coat that had fallen to the ground, and with it he struck the river, just like Elijah had done, and the water divided before him, as it had for Elijah, and Elisha went over on dry ground. This power of God was able to take Elijah to heaven. The same power raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and the same power of God will save you from sin and give you a place in heaven. The Apostle Paul wrote in the Bible in Romans 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Be sure to read today's Bible story in 2 Kings chapter 2 in your Bible.